TikTok is like a digital stage where people from all over the world come to perform and watch short, entertaining videos. But behind the scenes, there's a concern that TikTok might be sharing user data with the Chinese government because its parent company, ByteDance, is based in China. This worry stems from laws in China that could force companies to hand over data if the government asks for it. People are uneasy because they want to keep their personal information, like who they are and what they like, private. The ban debate, is it enough? Some folks think the best way to stop any potential data mishandling is to shut down TikTok in the U.S. They believe this will keep American users' data safe. But others argue this won't solve the bigger problem, because many social media apps collect and use data in similar ways. They say that if TikTok goes away, another app will take its place, and we'll be back to square one, looking for middle ground. Instead of a total ban, here are some ideas being tossed around. Sell TikTok. One idea is to make ByteDance sell TikTok to a US company. This way, the app can keep running, but the data would stay in the US. Project Texas. TikTok is working on a plan to keep American users' data separate from the rest of its operations. This project aims to reassure everyone that the data won't end up where it shouldn't. Different apps for different countries. Just like TikTok has a twin app called Douyin in China, it could create a separate version for the US with its own rules and data storage. New government rules. Some people suggest that the government should have the power to keep an eye on apps that might be risky, but this idea is controversial. Presidential power. Too much or just right? Giving the president the authority to call out apps that might be risky is a hot topic. It could help the government act fast in a pinch, but it also raises concerns about too much power in one person's hands. People worry that this could lead to decisions that aren't really about keeping data safe, but about other things like politics. Teamwork makes dream work. A group of people from different political parties, known as bipartisan committee, might be a better way to handle the situation. This team could look at facts and make decisions together, which might feel fairer to everyone. Plus, it could help make sure that no one person has too much control over what apps we can use. Wrapping it up. In the end, figure out what to do about TikTok isn't just about one app. It's about how we handle privacy and data security in the digital age. It's a tricky balance, but with careful thought and teamwork, we can find a way forward that keeps the fun going while making sure our data stays safe. Stay safe, stay secure, and let's find solutions that protect our information without taking away the apps that many enjoy. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.